Yeah. Howdy. We're
Hello.
just talking about you.
Here I am.
Hello.
Because I'm just going to go to Costa
Rica.
How's my bed?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to do it. Answer that thing.
Do you have hearing loop?
Thank you.
I brought my own scene.
Oh, wait, we have like whatever we tonight, please.
Oh, I see. You want to be able to look at the agenda. So yeah, I can just put it on. It doesn't matter.
Everybody's I'm pretty good at a digital calendaring, so once it's in, it's pretty complicated.
Cool. Yes. That's a plus.
Yeah. And even in a worst case scenario, it reminds me a half hour ahead of time.
And you can almost get any place in Tucson 30
Almost, although there are traffic cones up on every single corridor, so
I noticed that.
it's
Hi.
like
North, south, east,
right, no one's
west.
looking, but
Nobody's there.
oh, yeah, and I was like, oh, I'll take Columbus,
Oh
that'll,
no.
and then I just saw, like,
Those all
Taylor Swift's
together.
hurry
Yeah.
up, yeah.
Even by Dodge one day. Oh no. Dodge was all messed up too.
Okay, our we have quorum, we could start a meeting.
Hi, Dan. Hi, David.
We have in front of us the
I would say she's on the road, so
we have the draft of the minutes from
my workshop.
August. That's what that is.
Look at
We just
that.
need
I can do both at
to
the same time.
review these. Dan, I'd really like to make sure you get to see them. It's the community engagement with the minutes for that are in this. So we need to review these
For the
and
last time's minutes, we're saying,
August. Yeah.
yeah. I have to go back to the beginning. Yes, it's another thing. Oh, whoops. Yes.
I'm wondering if in the minutes under that community engagement, if the recommendations were more strongly, and I won't say approved, but were strongly accepted by the members of the historic board, that is one of the components, and that overall people were very pleased with the presentation. It can, if we can add something like that.
There's strong that's it. Yeah.
They said water.
What's that?
Would you like water?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, yeah. Thank you.
So,
Maybe worth including those drafts too.
were those the documents you had sent to me?
Yes.
Just as a form of record keeping, so it's somewhere, if that's possible. Yeah. But that way, if we go, oh yeah, what happened to those? And we want to look back, we can what did you think of that, by the way, since we're on the topic?
It's good to do process improvement. One thing for me that's really challenging, I don't know if this might
I don't know if I'm allowed to speak on this. We're doing this item right now, but
Doing
the presentations need to be in person. Like having people present to us through Zoom is completely dysfunctional.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Okay, so, but as far as these minutes go, is there a motion to approve them?
With the amendments, of course.
Reviews of that. Yes. The amendments.
Okay.
Then I second.
It's in favor.
Aye.
Okay. You want to close? Thank you for these, Desiree.
Do you want to? Oh, it's going to get feedback if we do that. I just want to make sure. Jason, can you tell us if you can hear us?
He's.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Just checking.
So the items on our agenda included talking about the meeting,
mm-hmm.
rubrics, and moving forward with how that can go. And I think that for the meeting movement, which is how we will conduct our meetings as we move forward. And is there any questions or concerns? You said that it was for the, it wasn't the meeting group, but it's the other one, which was the process, the applicant presentation, was your recommendation was for in person.
Mm.
But anything on the meeting rubric, anything different or?
So I don't know if we want to, how do you want to approach that?
So there's just one paragraph that our city attorney had issue with, but in an hour of time,
yeah. Based on your comment last time, this is the exact same kind of thing. But
but other than that, that is, it's fine to give to the dog or however they want to run it. Staff has no issue with what was proposed.
Which paragraph? Was it from this original or from last time?
Yes. It's the one about.
So let me. So this is the amended version. Let me bring up the old one. My mouse back. This might be still too strong, so we can amend this however anybody wants to. I'm not attached to it. Won't come up there. Great. Nope. That's hang on. Hang on. No, this is draft. Yeah, draft. Okay, hang on.
If you're bringing something up on the screen, it's not being shared.
Oh, whoops. Yes, it's not being shared, he said. I can do that. Okay, so maybe I didn't change this as I thought. So we may need to do some work on this. I thought I had a different draft, but maybe I saved the wrong thing, which means I messed up.
Oh, it's Microsoft that messed you up.
It could be.
Well, I did just that paragraph.
Oh.
Did you have that
paragraph? No, yeah, it was just that paragraph, if I remember right. But basically, what I remember changing was, you know, something, getting rid of the presentation rubric component entirely, because that's what we discussed, but, you know, more or less having it follow the checklist, right? And if we feel that there's something that's missing that would prevent the application from being reviewed as a complete application, right, then we continue it to the next time and ask them to come prepared with that information. So let me do this.
Can I go back a step?
Yeah.
Also, it's not being shown.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yes. Fair enough.
I'd like to go back to the to, yeah, wait, the very top of that application presentation. One of the things I really like that the PRS does, that Terry does at the beginning of that section of their meeting every time, is the basis on which these are reviewed. She says we review these in accordance with city code, names the code, plus the design guidelines, plus the Secretary of the Interior's modified standards.
So,
That kind of sets it up for the applicant to know that we're serious. We're not just doing this off the top of our heads.
we can set up the agenda like that.
Huh?
We can set the agenda because she's reading off the agenda, so we can set up these meetings.
Oh, that'd be
Yeah,
great.
that'd be great. Yeah, because then it's right there in front of everybody.
The statement that the first presentation essentially then becomes part of.
Yeah, it's on the agenda, so it wouldn't be like on you to figure that out. We would provide that.
Okay. And Dan, is that an okay revision of what you've presented?
Say it again. Just that you're saying to modify this or to modify the agenda?
You can modify the agenda, but the chair still starts the review section of the agenda with that language about how the review is conducted,
Yeah.
right?
So it would include, I'm thinking it would include this whole first paragraph. It's the ID case number, from applicant, and we know who's here to present regarding wherever it is and that name. And in here, we also ask, what's your affiliation with the property? We will be reviewing based on the design review guidelines, the city code, whatever, and making that a complete paragraph. And so, is that okay? Sound good? Anybody have
Yeah.
questions, Dan, concerns?
No, I should be fine.
And then this next part, which is we ask them to present and we let them present in their entirety before there's any discussion. There could be clarification questions, but not really discussion about any of the points that they presented. Then upon completion of the press, and I actually think that even this information can be modified a bit so that they know this is what we're doing, that we will be sitting back. We may ask for clarification, but we will wait until your presentation is complete for our discussion. And we will at that time also be asking you to withhold further comment while we are discussing and deliberating what we've heard. Is that what you've meant? And does that
Yes.
meet? Okay. Good. And then that last paragraph, we're saying this one
So
isn't.
let me see if this is more or less what I tried to open this one.
Maybe it's a tad bigger on the
Sure.
Zoom in the corner. Thank you. Awesome.
Yeah, this might get in the way of this. Go back here, now share the other thing. That could. Stop that. Share. Share. So, that one. Okay, so, same first line, but instead of it being based on a presentation rubric, we continue and ask them to come prepared for the next meeting if they don't have a formal presentation. So basically, if they come in and ask, well, okay, what questions do you have for us? Then we say, oh, do you have a presentation prepared? They say, no. We say, okay, well, we're going to continue this till next time. Please come prepared, right?
So, what it take when you use move there? Do you mean a formal motion
I think
to?
you have to make a motion to continue, right?
I'm not sure about that first sentence,
Okay.
because that could be interpreted as a refusal to do the review. And what's required by the code is that they have to provide the documentation, right? Site plan, photos, whatever is needed for that particular. Doesn't necessarily require that they give a. So I'm not sure about that. But certainly, if there's information missing that you need to do your review,
yeah.
You can continue the case and ask for.
So,
completed application.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or does not have presented
a provided full documentation. And I have a question, Desiree. Is the since the city is actually filtering these materials to us, are you able to make an intervention upstream of this board meeting to say these documents will not be sufficient for this board to complete a review?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that actually is our role. That is our purview to bring you cases when staff deems that they're ready. So if so yeah, it's really the board's job to review what we provide. And if there is truly some piece of information missing, then we can continue the case and ask for that. But we should we have staff vetting that, making sure everything was included. So that's something that you know we're looking to improve upon. Right now we've been the last year kind of in a survival mode and catch up mode. But moving forward, we're looking at checklists and things like that to improve the applications that we're getting. Also, the pre-application meeting with staff and tell people about the process. Sometimes people, if they're not familiar with the process, they might not realize they have to go to two board or two committees, right? Sometimes you see, I've had a few cases where they come to an advisory board and they think that they're done. That's just the beginning of the process, right? So I think a pre-application meeting with staff to go over the requirements, to go over the process, manage expectations on the timeline, kind of like that is something that.
And then as part of the pre-app, that's a great juncture to be sharing, come do a courtesy review. You're at the beginning of your process, or hopefully maybe they're more towards the beginning of their process than like already into their design phase.
Yeah.
But really encourage, like, for the city to step up and encourage people to be getting here for a courtesy review, I think it's going to be just incredibly supportive to just a greater level of harmony and everybody grouping up before the money is getting laid out to the designers. And people are already timelining and trying to schedule contractors and stuff.
Okay.
Suggestion. Yeah, I think really, like, having more informal conversations before people are doing their applications is going to be so supportive about what this board reviews. And the documents aren't always totally interpretable, like coming in and discussing your window choices before ordering them would be better. So, yeah, thank you. That's kind of outside of the scope of our meeting, but space, but it flows in harmony with people coming to this room.
And do you want to talk about the quality too? Because sometimes, especially homeowners, don't have the level. They don't want to have to pay for an architect to draw a site plan, for example, or to draw elevations. So what do you do? I mean, this isn't just a problem here.
Yeah, it's challenging. And I think we want to be friendly to people. Drawing with
trying to do it themselves. Yeah.
So, I mean, that could be another reason that we have that pre-application sort of walk through what is needed for a particular review. For full reviews, and they do require more, like minor reviews, we see a lot of more formal exhibits. We can get away with things like exhibits and photos and brochures and product brochures. For full reviews, if it is better to have dimension plan. So, we just try to work with the applicants and provide that feedback. Some require more assistance or feedback, than others. And so it's just a matter of working with them to speak.
And can you talk also a little bit about the timing of when they go to, when do they go to your office? Is it immediately, they file for a permit and they immediately get directed before they start to do design? Or do they go to building first?
In terms of like a pre-application or just how it works now?
Well, I'm going to do a project. Do I start? I don't know that I have to do a historic review until I apply for a permit, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I get a notice that it's a historic zone and you have to apply for a review. But do most people ordinarily start with design, with, the compliance with the historic requirements, or do they start with the building section? Building codes.
So what they our process now is on TDC online, applicants will have to submit a general permit application. And so all of the reviewers have 30 days to do their first review, and it goes to historic. And so zoning does not do their review, but we've done panel review.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of both. Like there's some, I guess, simultaneous or concurrent review, but also the sections tend to defer to historic, and they wait for until we, have our comments before they move forward with their review. So, and the question.
I'd like us to finish this. I think that it was really valuable information, but I'd really like to complete this.
I'm saying these not out of the blue, but because it relates to this section, right? It relates to preparedness of the application.
Mm-hmm. It is about preparedness, but it doesn't have to do with how we're going to run our meeting. Our meeting is still going to run to we either say it's not complete or it's not or it's complete and keep going. I'd like to finish this because I think that comes into those processes that Dan presented about what we were hoping we would get from the city. So it's not.
That's also something we need to talk about. That's item two and three from the last,
It's a different part of this, though, because if we're happy with the way this is, we can complete this and move on to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I really would like to make sure we.
The only thing that plays into that is that so part two of what I presented last time was this presentation rubric, right?
That's right.
And so the issue, I don't know if you want to jump in or if you want me to say that. I'll say it and you can tell me if I'm right. The issue is we cannot dictate a presentation rubric. So according to the city attorney, we cannot, which you probably already know because we talked to Desiree as well, we cannot say that you have to have these elements within a presentation. And, as you said, according to the code, there's no presentation even required, which I'm kind of surprised about, but I guess that makes sense. So in other words, we're stuck with sort of, we can run our own thing and say, we would like to see these elements, right? We feel that these are components of a complete application, right? But we can't a priori say, these are components of a complete application. So,
and refuse to evaluate it or to check it based on what's not there.
Right. So that's where this runs into trouble is, and that's why this section is kind of critical, because we basically need to say, we need to keep the wording, I think, vague enough to say, if a presentation is not complete enough, we can't review it in its entirety. But we also need to base that on what's already extant within the city's published materials. So,
putting a little bit
mm-hmm.
today, instead of, because really, if it's not a complete application, it won't be coming to you, right? Staff determines that.
Okay.
So I would say if the board feels something like the board needs more information and would like to request that information.
Mm-hmm.
Then the item can be to continue. I mean, sometimes items are continued because the board needs to decide, right? Sometimes it doesn't necessarily have to do with
like a site visit might be required or something.
Yeah, or sometimes it just takes time and they're not making a decision. With that said, the board can continue an item once. After that, the board can't continue an item unless the applicant is required to be they approve of it and continue it at a second time. And so, an item could be completed here, you know, DRS. So, we just want to make sure we're not, we're only using that really when necessary. Actually, for meetings or before they get it. Answer.
Okay, so
and what is the timeline once they've submitted and it goes to review?
So we actually just reduced our timeline from initial that first completeness would be from 30 days to 7 days to get them so that they can apply for their historic sub-record, which I think is helping. And then that second substantive review, and this is when it would go to the board for minor reviews, that's 15 days. For full review, it's 20 days.
I'm sorry, say it again, which is 15?
Minor.
Minor review, it's 15 to 20 days. And then the full is 20.
So that 20, 15 and 20 include the time we have to make our decision. So what if it falls, this is tricky, because what if it falls on sort of the middle of a month between meetings? Right. So you have half a month
Yeah, it ends up being closer to 30 days or 30 calendar days.
Yeah, twice you 20 business
But
days, 30 calendar.
yeah, and each review, it's like the clock starts again. So if we get through done and that's another review, then it's another 30 days. So that's how it's been. 30 days has been the 20/30 days.
Okay, so it's been 20 business days before. Okay, I thought it was I started decreasing it from 30 business days to 20. Good enough.
The full review, we haven't, we're not changing that time. So we're trying to make it so that the minor reviews truly are, but there's a difference in happening.
And I'd like to make a point that goes back to what Dan just typed in, where it says the board can move to continue the application to the next meeting. This is something that we have dealt with regarding another HPC. The board can move, but the applicant has to agree for it to be continued. If the applicant doesn't agree, then you guys need to make a decision up or down if they don't agree to the continuance.
Oh, so that, did you hear that?
So that's at the second continuance. So the board can continue it once on their own, and then any
Okay.
further continuances would need to be the applicant needs to consent to that. And sometimes they do because they would rather extra time to make their case, write information, and get a positive recommendation versus. So, but a lot of them don't. They don't. Okay, so I'll have to go through the PRS as well.
Okay. Does that help? I have that. So I think the only thing, I mean, I don't have a good EG, we can just leave it at that. I think the only thing that's less explicit here is that, okay, what does that mean needs more information, right? And do we want to make that more of a complete thought, right? So that if we're mired in a hard case and we think to ourselves, God, isn't there something that we voted in to say that we need more time or so? What are those things? I mean, I guess we can do it, we can just keep that in our back pocket as something, we have that tool, but do we want to add something to this that gives us a little more of a descriptive indicator of that?
No, I think there could just be instances where maybe you have three reviews in a month and someone is trying to build up a new gate element, which is completely different than an entire house being constructed. And like in fairness to all of our applicants, we need to hear all of these cases, but a major house structure getting built or a full guest house would require more extensive time that just may not even be provided for in our the limitations of our meeting. Literal digestion time for larger concepts above and beyond a 35 minute slot.
So that kind of actually plays into the third element of what I presented last time, which was that the preparation component. So the third thing that we discussed last meeting was having ample time for well, not even ample, enough time for preparation prior to reviewing a case. So let's say for whatever reason we're and just as a example that would never happen in reality, if we're given four cases on a Friday night before a Monday meeting, that's not enough time. And so we want to be able to say we want to continue these so that we can. So I think in talking with Desiree, what it sounds like is we have the ability to do that in those worst case scenarios. That shouldn't happen because they're working diligently to make sure it doesn't. But in so I think that covers more or less that component of it, which is something worth mentioning in this. But so yeah, I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is we want to make sure this paragraph covers that insofar as will this be made available other than just in the minutes? Is there any way to okay.
Website
Yeah, I mean, just so if somebody's looking through this and they're saying, oh, this is what they're going to expect, and
one thing I'm feeling as I've read it and reread it is that the first we've got all this and we're trying to describe what they need to bring to us. I really like to emphasize that we're really evaluating it against Fort Lowell Historic District and any other district's guidelines. And I don't see that in here, but if you do, tell me.
No, that's a good point. I
And
think
I just want to make sure that that's
that goes back to the
no, I
way
think it's
we open the meeting as PRS does, like you were saying, right? Either put it in the agenda, and actually we should put it in here. So if maybe if we want to add that wording, everyone's had to read it. So here's the presentations. Presentation is by so and so from so and so at such and such an address. That this would be the place to add that wording, I think. So
they're being reviewed in accordance with
yes,
their
applications are reviewed. Reviewed. How do you want to word this?
in accordance or per the UCD, the Fort Lowell Historic Guidelines, design guidelines, and according to the Secretary of State Interior.
Does that sound like what you're
That's
after?
what we talked about earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like she said, it's some you can put it on the agenda that way
Yeah,
and
just
then
be
just
another
say it
component
again.
and say, oh, yeah, I think it just needs to be
these are design guidelines.
Not said.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Guidelines and
Tucson's UCD. They already got language.
what's that?
There's already language on the PRS system.
So
That
what?
actually helps us because the agenda item from the board to the PRS agenda, and we'll have to add it into the PRS agenda. We have to do it anyway. So just do it.
Anybody gets cold or hot, it's going to be modified.
Standards. Is this what they're called? Reservation standards from the U.S. Interior. Is that right? Interior. Roar. Roar. Okay. If you could read that and just make sure I didn't miss something. Okay, so I think most of this is pretty straightforward up to that point. There's bias is relevant.
And just
From this case.
in just due to the fact that this clarification about presentation or application, I think you can probably interpose the for application for presentation in all instances. And the applicant, if they choose to, may present. And if not, we're going to skip the presentation and go directly to discussion based on the plans, right? But it just seems like that's a problematic language, and we should just move it out.
So, yes, present their replications entirely for discussion. So, well, I think rather than say we do want to encourage them to present the application. So I think having some wording that says, something like this, right, is because I mean, effectively what it's trying to avoid is that thing that keeps happening where they come and they say, okay, let us have it. And we're like, no, you let us have it. Like you're like you the other way around. Like you got to tell us what you're going to do.
Maybe just have the opportunity to present their application.
Well, I think we should encourage them to.
I think, and I think accept something while we're going to build a pool.
If somebody says,
that's the application presentation,
and
we
don't have a presentation. I don't have a presentation.
So well, can you just talk us through what you're planning to do?
And then see that.
Sure. Do I need, should we include that wording or is this?
Encourage a press. I can see you can say you can encourage it, you know. It strengthens their case if they have a presentation. If they don't, then...
Well, I think that what's happening here, though, if we're looking at this as our rubric, this is what we're going to say. And they're going to start with something, and then, but it's not part of this. This is actually describing what is said and stated to the applicant. So
I do want to add that this is I meant this less as a perfect script and more as an outline,
but,
you know, so it, of course you can read right from it. It's the idea that that would be the ideal scenario that every meeting goes exactly the same way. But it's not to say that you can't interleave, you know, it's not, you don't have to stick to the script as it were.
Sure, these are the highlights to that. Dan, I think it comes back to the points that we've all agreed on, is that we are looking for a more organized and format. So I don't think there's a problem, you know, maybe you say, you know, different word for decision or something. I'm not, but I think we want to just keep with the sense of
So if, how about, do it this way. If there is something, maybe you can read this little bit, right? So application to review is that. So we already did that. If we can read these four mini paragraphs and just make sure that everybody's happy with this. And if not, tell me what to add. Otherwise, we'll move on to seeing if we want to accept this.
Question. So it's the third paragraph. Last sentence, once the decision is reached, the board will vote for accept or reject the application. I would, instead of that, because I think it's staff's responsibility to accept the application, but say the board would vote to recommend
or make motion or modification.
So, wait, say that one more time. To recommend.
So you're either recommending conditions, a continuance, or
with conditions, continuance,
or deny,
or is that fine? Deny,
the application.
Application.
So you can accept an application, but
Once a decision is reached, the board will vote to recommend approval with conditions, continuance, or denial of the proposed project. Is that, everybody's happy with that?
Yeah, is it now redundant to talk more about the continuance?
I think it helps. I mean, think about somebody who is not in these meetings. That's my goal, right? Somebody who is comes onto the board in 3 months and, you know, is reading from this, right? That's the idea.
And oftentimes you do get into conversations where people use the word like rejection or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's up to the chair to go, kind of go back to that statement and say, we're here to recommend. And then we make a recommendation, the PRS makes a recommendation. We can prove with conditions, we can deny, or we can ask you if you want to continue.
And would this be the place to include that next step is... Then there after you're saying no, Desiree's saying yes, but that,
it's up to you. I mean, you don't have to. I know what KRS says, for example, they might ask, do you know the next steps, or do you want information about the next steps? Or she'll say to Desiree or Jason, whoever, about next steps.
Okay.
To continue forward with the city process, that's the next step. Reach out to the city.
I think that's fine. If you want to say something brief, but for interest of time, as you might have multiple or these. Okay.
We can. We could say that also ahead of everything, you know, upon completion of your Once the board has reached a decision, you can reach out to the city for to follow up, yeah, for next steps, something like this. So
matter. And you can even say, you know, staff will follow up next steps. Sure, but so that they know.
And after month, I really, oh, gosh. Give me the what I'm thinking here. Follow up with city staff to
Steps.
Spice out. Take
Use the
Oh,
same. Left.
safe. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, no, I'm thinking of it worded towards somebody, but of course, if there's seven people in the room applying for something, then yeah.
Does anybody want to see this from start to finish again?
And then there's one little bit at the end here that these are just recommendations. So additional agenda items, adjournments, and then these. Yes.
The motion.
The motions. So I think they're all pretty straightforward. We recommend that the application be accepted. Yes, these are rec approved. Thank you. As presented, we have recommended the application be approved if the following conditions are met. Recommend that the application be, is that okay?
We use
Denied.
tonight.
Denied. Yeah. Yes. Okay. And we moved that. And then this is just to, you know, reiterate that the full motion needs to be stated clearly so that, yeah, when somebody that I think one of the issues that's happened maybe once or twice now is that the PRS, when they get our recommendations, it's not as clear as it could be, right? And so if we make it crystal clear, you know, tell them three different ways, right? Or if you tell them the same thing three times, then, you know, it'll definitely make it into the, you know, the recommendation.
It
So
seems to me that this is more of like a support tool and not part of like that this shouldn't be published to the website.
oh,
It's just a script. I mean, it's just
yeah,
an outline for when
but
you
this section, yeah,
this
the
particular section,
yeah,
but this here about just
the
how
board,
how motions should be coming out of us, to me doesn't seem like a
right, it's not
A
a fit.
formal part of the process. This is our minimum responsibility as a board.
True, yeah, no, I mean it just helps to reiterate it, I think, you know. Like if it's there again, I'm thinking of somebody like me who came onto the board and had no idea how any of this was supposed to work. If I had a document that told me, it would be, oh, that's very clear, you know.
But I don't know if it's like for the public process and more like a training tool for new board members or a welcome packet for new board members. This other part I think is great for the public, public facing document. I think it's a little awkward to include how we format our motions.
How is this public facing?
I
Well,
thought
we're
the
gonna
board
we just put it
members were
out.
talking about
Yes.
putting it on the website, on the
The
city's
city's
website.
website.
I would put it under keyboard, but I've got materials in it generally. There, and then we would have it on the file provided to applicants at that time. That's
Yeah, then in that case, you don't need the motion. I mean, this is just Robert's rule of
Oh,
order, but
yeah. I don't think it's appropriate for the intent of the upper part of the document. They're kind of disconnected. I think it's a great tool for new board members and for internal training, though, to review the components of a motion.
Okay, it's fine.
Oh.
Now, if only I can get the adjournment onto the same page. Dang it. I wonder what's going to happen.
Well, and maybe we don't need that adjournment as part of that
Sure.
either, because that an additional agenda items. This is maybe I mean, are they? Because again, this goes into this is what's going to happen
Somebody
with
had
you.
been. Somebody had been.
And that would just be on the agenda. Yeah.
The only other thing I'd say is the process of this part of it is that they try to stick to the motion. That's where things get messy. You know, is that you have a motion, no second, and discussion, but and then you have to go back and say, wait a second, this
I
is
think
the
that was my point in
second.
including something about it. It's
Yeah.
just that it we should have something that says, okay, the motion that was made needs to be very, very clear.
Yeah.
Crystal clear, stated 5 times, just make sure that anybody who is not present at this meeting could look back at it and say, okay, that's exactly why they did what they did.
And then
Right.
amend it, need to amend it, and then reset it.
But I think you make a good point because once we've discussed it, somebody makes a motion, there's still room for more discussion based on
And they can
those
withdraw their
points.
motion, or they can, get a second or not get a second. If you don't get a second, you don't discuss it. I mean, it's.
So do we want to include that in here as a question, then how?
You know, I think for the team, we need to be aware that this is our requirement as a is to, and I think it's just good to say to each other, we need to be really, really clear in our motions, especially the ones related to design review. And oh, over iterate any conditions, especially, which is. We're getting feedback from PRS. You're saying that sometimes our conditions
I
are.
wouldn't say it's feedback. I'd say that it was a miss. We weren't quoted very well, put it that way.
All right.
It wasn't, I don't think it was made clear enough what our intentions were with our motion, right?
And those are coming directly from the meeting minutes?
No, they're coming from the city.
But
The
aren't they
city's
collected
restating them.
in the as part of the minutes too, right? Like
Do they get the
Yes,
minutes?
the LAR.
Yeah.
But really, the yeah, basically they have the LAR and this motion.
Maybe we want the city to read back the motion that they're capturing from the board
That's a
meeting
good
to be
idea.
sure that we are feeling, and we can just simply ask for that. Can the city representative please read back the motion that's going to be forwarded to PRS, especially for the more complicated case reviews, like we can seek that clarity within the meeting, right?
And so next meeting,
Yeah, we've been doing that. We haven't been doing that consistently. Sure to do that. But we recent cases we have.
okay, great. Yeah.
Great.
So we need to agree to adopt this.
And so this is another element that we need to discuss really quick before we do so.
Okay.
Well, it's not that we can't adopt it as a rule of procedure, from what I understand. It's just that it would be an undue burden for city staff, is more or less my take, right?
The rules of procedure is like a full-on document. And so we talked about that with this attached to that. But you can adopt this out of your script.
So that's what I was saying. It was like, basically, how do we formalize this so that it's an in-house proceeding or an in-house element of process or standard operating procedure
Practice.
without sort of going dipping our toes into that more legal component of things, right? So what do we want to call this? Do we want to have multiple of these in the future? Do we want to make more? Is it, I mean, we can just say we have a standard operating procedure and just keep that as a in-house document, as it were. I don't know where this would be stored necessarily, but the chair could just pass along a copy,
Everybody should have it
I mean,
because
I guess,
everybody should have
what would be ideal is if it was, I mean, bylaws, right, should be given out at a, when somebody joins the board, right? And not that this should be a bylaw per se, but, there should be a document that goes along with that is what my thinking is, right? So something,
it.
like whether we call it an SOP, whether we call it, whatever, but
Meeting format appendix, maybe.
So
That's if we get procedure out of there and
protocol.
de-escalate the language, like this is the format that we run these meetings by.
So, if That actually brings up another good question, though, is I think you and I talked about that briefly, Mary Lou, is are the bylaws, how are the bylaws updated? And near as I can tell, they aren't. At least they haven't been. And if so, and maybe this is a better question for you, how do we go about reviewing them to make sure they're up to what we want them to be, and that they include maybe some of the more, modern elements of the digital age, right? So that we, they weren't.
Are published in the city, published by the city.
I've not been looking at them. I've learned about that.
Because the bylaws really came about with the original district, with the original county district. And they really are just a way to operate. It's just, it's more like an operating procedure.
It talks about the
officers.
officers and the associate membership and
And the fact that we have money that a lot of other boards don't have. Because we sell books, what do we do with the money?
can we just put it as part of our board training board member welcome packet?
It'd be nice if it was a more formal document that actually is a, that's why I want it as a rule of procedure, just because then it's you're it's more of a an obligation rather than just a here's some nice information that you can use. Because the goal is that in 5, 10 years from now, when we're all off of this board, that the meetings still take place the exact same way, assuming they're still in historic, everything. So ideally, this would be something that if a brand new chair, a brand new member can, whatever it is, they can look at this and go, ah, so this is the way these specific meetings are meant to be run, right? And it's not just a suggestion, it's an obligation. That's the idea.
I am glad to search for the I think
Electronically.
so maybe that's something. I mean, if we don't have anything on the agenda next time, we can talk about this after this is done. But that might be worth something to look at and see if we want to do anything with that,
And
right?
I think if we don't, we should put it on the agenda for
Yeah.
next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the
Like we want to come
meantime,
in. Exactly. Thank you, Dan.
sorry. if this is, if everyone's happy with this, I think the idea of including it as an appendix to the bylaws is a neat idea. And we can say for now, we'll table any discussion about bylaws, but make a motion that we include this as a an amendment or an appendix that
Can you call it a
dictates
policy?
protocol.
Call it a policy, not
Policy.
appendix. Yeah.
Policy board. Yeah. Okay.
I make a motion that the Affordable Historic Advisory Board adopt said document of their procedure and/or policy and/or meeting format for a formal review of applications.
Is there any other discussion?
Do we need a second
We need a
before that?
second. We need a discussion.
We need a second, but I thought we could.
Second motion, second discussion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Am I allowed to second?
Yeah, of course
Okay,
you
I
can.
second.
So I think the motion times two. And is there any discussion?
Just that we're going to work as a team to find a place to house these where they'll remain relevant above and beyond tonight's meeting. It's likely to be the appendix of the bylaws,
Yes.
which we will more actively provide to meet members of the board and ourselves.
So it has been moved that the meeting rubric has, as it has been revised tonight, be accepted as the way that we will run reviews.
One thing I may ask is, so the word rubric, as I discovered today, is not as common a word as I thought it was. I think of it like a grading rubric, or apparently it goes all the way back to my high school days when my high school social studies teacher would use it for things like this, where it's an outline of a discussion, so to speak. I think she meant it more in the sense of the definition that refers to how church services are meant to be held, which is not what I'm. So, do we want to call it something else? That do we want to call it a protocol, a procedure, a process?
Process maybe group review process.
Our meeting. Well, it's not. It's part of the review process. So we want to maybe say something. Protocol. Protocol outline versus.
Job team thesaurus.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
But
So.
I think it's more well. The call to order. Okay. With that piece in it. So what'd you call it? Just a meeting
Is
protocol?
that all right? I mean, does that sound? Should we look at the definition of protocol in case I get
No, I think it's
that
that.
wrong?
People right or outline.
Yeah, okay.
I'm calling it for the Fort Lowell Historic District Advisory Board.
Speaking of words that I've been using incorrectly, I think I've said the word litigious last time and I meant judicious. I just want to throw that out there. So, I don't know why my
Tell your
brain
dad, but
crossed
no.
those over, but yeah, not quite to ending,
So
but.
we need to vote on this.
My motion is inclusive to any of these minor things.
I'll put it in
the okay. Well, sounds
language of
good.
the 11th hour.
Right.
All those in favor?
All
Aye.
right.
Opposed? Eyes have
Oh,
it.
we were supposed to get Desiree to read it back to us. Whoops.
And then that's okay. Would you like to read it back to
True.
Member Burke's motion to adopt the meeting protocol slash outline as the portal policy slash procedure slash meeting format for formal review of applications. Secondly, there's no just well, there
The
was
only thing I would
discussion.
say is to be added as an appendix to the bylaws. Yeah.
Discuss added. I wouldn't say you're going to add them until you look at the bylaws.
Okay.
Jesus.
So, well,
Yes.
it goes back to the formal place in the world that it's going to be an
Right, but it might
obligation,
not be appropriate.
right?
Once you look at the bylaws, you might say it doesn't fit.
I think under discussion
Yeah.
is
Oh, yes.
recommendation
to add it, yeah.
To add an appendix to the.
Yeah, and then they have under discussion. We'll work out the theme to house these, where they'll remain relevant about the tonight's meeting, likely to be appendix of bylaws. We can work with that.
Yeah.
And the vote was unanimous.
Encapsulated everything.
So given that, have we? I see that it's not on here. The presentation guidelines.
So this
So
is the
do we
next
scrap
element.
it? Or
We are
yeah.
obligated to scrap that, put it that way. Apparently we as a individual board cannot dictate how presentations must be done. I think you said the city is working on some such document, potentially an educational document that says what boards need to see.
Yes, so while can't necessarily adopt those, I definitely appreciate them, and we'll see if maybe we can already incorporate some of that into our practices. But generally, we want to be sure that we're one, it's staff responsibility, as I mentioned earlier, to ensure that the applications are complete and to kind of we use the UDC and our existing policies to set what the requirements are. And in addition, we do want to make some process improvements, looking at things like checklists, things like that, and open to providing kind of a suggested format for presentations. But yeah, just want to make sure that we're providing that across the board to all the applicants and not kind of creating separate
Board by board.
Yeah, board by board. It just gets a little difficult to manage all of that. And then it's important, I think, for applicants to have that consistency too, because they might have that goal. Also, in marketing, one to have that consistency across the board.
I do want to mention, related to that document, that even though we can't require them as presentation elements, that document, I think, is a slightly clearer bullet point of the current city document that is just the resource checklist. And I requested this much earlier in my board tenure, that the checklist is not really the appropriate tool that the board needs to do our homework leading into a meeting. But these elements do kind of combine to be fill in the blanks. So when we are at home looking at site plans and reviews, these are the topics that we should be reviewing and having an opportunity to take notes to better understand what we're going to be discussing. And for me, I kind of abandoned the project because we're in this long holding pattern around the design guidelines. But I endeavored to bring the design guidelines, the UCD, and the Secretary of Interior standards into a different type of support formatting for the reviews, which is that, like, the topic of height, for instance, that is spread out into three large bulking documents. And so I was endeavoring to extract the topic of height from each of those documents and put it together next to a fill in the blank. So that when I myself am looking at a height topic related to development in our zone, that I'm able to exactly reference the code, the design guidelines, and the Secretary of Interior standards when making that consideration. And also, I would say was that at that time, it seemed that the city was having an extreme development-friendly outlook on the interpretation of code language, and it seems like it's a lot more balanced now. But that the board can actually, so that we could actually cite the code at the time that we're making our motions. So I'm still excited to either self-complete this worksheet or have the support of the city to do it. However, to that effect, we have to get the design guidelines in place. The worksheet cannot be completed without having our design guidelines updated. So, and I know that's an agenda item tonight, but I don't think that that's lost work, Dan. I think that it's, once again, important for us to understand what the scope of our review process is.
Yeah.
And it's really these bullet points and or checkpoints from the checklist.
Yeah.
And the checklist was actually what the initial document that I started building the worksheet off of. So, I think you hear me loud and clear.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we definitely, I agree, like the checklist that we have, all the different things, different areas and competitive, so that's helpful to see, what Dan prepared and also how you're describing it, I think could be helpful too, because we created, I have a draft of a new checklist that sort of puts the topics together, but I don't know if we like provide the specific, all the specific like different references. Maybe we'll have that, or it's helpful to hear that kind of input. So, and we'll also provide when we have a draft, we'll share it with you all if you have any feedback on it.
It's kind of like what this checklist does, with where it says the code that we're calling on when we're making a condition or recommending a denial. It's because it's the written code. We're not just pulling this from our feelings and emotions. It's being informed by our guiding documents.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's exciting. Let's do these guidelines. Is that the next thing we're going
to
talk
about? Yeah, it is.
Just to that point, I just want to, reiterate that I think the check, well, I want to ask, is the checklist you're developing, or have developed, or the one that the new one that's going to sort of fix this, Does that include these descriptive items? Like, is it solely a checklist, or is it also an educational document? Because the goal of this was less to be, a check part of a checklist. It was more to say for folks who are not as tuned into what these things mean, or don't have a complete definition or a complete idea of what they mean, that we're all on the same page as a board, as the applicant, as a city, So is there going to be such a document?
So the what we have drafted now is more of a trust list,
Yeah.
but I like that. I think it's a good idea. So yeah, we'll use it and
Nice.
take a
Yeah,
look
just
at
something to.
it. But
Because I think
yeah, I
even
think
having that,
it would
while,
be
like
useful.
you say, while we go through the application, right? We can, and maybe if you could send Desiree your,
It's
I mean,
yeah, I can
yeah,
share
but
with
just have an
y'all.
idea of
This was more of like a tool for the public, as opposed to like reviewing what is the scope of this
Well,
board's review.
I think that's the idea, is that it helps all on all fronts, right? It's like that was it's to get everybody on the same page. So it helps us to review it, because that's what, and then the applicant isn't blindsided when they get here, because they know what we're going to review, right?
Yeah, so I think it's even you can repurpose this
Yeah.
work into saying that these are the elements that are reviewed,
Yeah.
as opposed to saying this is what you're required to present. This
Right.
is what we're gonna look at,
Sure.
regardless
Yeah.
of whether you present or not.
Yeah.
This is what we're looking at and what you should be thinking about as you prepare your
Yeah.
application and or presentation.
And I'm thinking for that courtesy review, this would be a wonderful clarification of
Yeah.
what's going to happen at the next
Yeah.
meeting.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah, like that's
that's perfect.
at the end of the pre-app also, like yeah, there's junctures. I didn't realize this was like for the applicants.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. For
but
everybody. Yeah. That's the idea, is that I think that we've seen a lot of well, maybe not a lot, a number of presentations where we expect something to be presented to us and it's not. And we're like sitting here going, well, what about that part? And, so if we have the applicants sort of there before, if they understand that before they get to the meeting, it helps them probably even more than it helps us, but it helps us too. Right.
anything else on this? Because then we'll move on to the
I just found in my little book, in my little notebook
There you
here,
go.
the bylaws. Is she good?
And they are
Dated.
dated. They were last accepted, and they are in the city record. Last accepted in 2019, but they haven't been revised since 2002.
Wow. A couple things have changed since
I'll email
2002.
them with everybody.
Thanks.
Actually,
You
that
just
just
happened to
changed too.
happen. It just happened to happen. Okay. Design review guidelines.
So Jason's gonna provide some comments, but I do want to say thank you for you've been exceedingly patient. The other advisory boards have also been very patient with us. We've just been so focused on catch up with views and just kind of like the day-to-day, things that we've been needing to do. But the guidelines, Jason, I'll turn it over to you and I'll share some of our thoughts around the visual aids and photographs.
Okay, so this is a conversation that Desiree and I had, and we looked it over, and a lot of the wording that goes into it, we feel that visual aids would be very good to go with your subsections. So we're talking about certain elements or features that you would like to be there. Visual aids showing what is appropriate in Fort Lowell and give us the evidence, and it'd be good if to provide that visual aid and include, say, the address, so we know what it is. Plus, there's also, if it is contributing historic, contributing non-historic, or non-contributing intrusion. And that would also go for matters where you have the language of this would not be appropriate in Fort Lowell. So again, we don't want an address. We don't want to call out anybody, but just a good example of this would be inappropriate or this would be incompatible. And these visual aids will really help complement the wording that you have in your design guidelines.
You're saying to include a visual aid that shows what wouldn't work.
It's what
And what works? And what works? Say, you know, this goes back to my days of doing design guidelines in Houston. We're talking about if you have a Craftsman bungalow, what are the doors that fit the Craftsman bungalow doors? Provide visual examples and then provide one where you have, say, a Victorian on a Craftsman bungalow. That Victorian door would be example of this is inappropriate and incompatible, not only to the architectural story itself, but also the district. Does that make sense?
Yes, we've requested support for visual aids from the city multiple times. That is above and beyond the scope of our board's capacity to provide these types of specific drawings, and we've requested the city to support us incorporating those into this document.
But I wasn't saying that they're drawings, they're photographs.
Or photographs.
I wasn't aware of that. So that is something we can probably help with. But yeah, I do think most design guidelines tend to have photographs, examples, or drawings, sketches. So yeah, if that's something that
I haven't seen photographs in the guidelines. Well, in any of the other guidelines.
Oh, yeah, well maybe not for, I mean I think a lot of them that he takes on are
drawings.
And so they're being updated. So,
so do
yeah,
you have
yeah.
do you have
so you're, say, you're saying those that are in progress of being updated. The new guidelines of other boards have photos and examples.
Guidelines like just in general that I've seen outside of Tucson.
Oh, I see.
Just the general practice with design guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty.
And I would like to know if that's going to hold up the approval of the guidelines. I mean, that's a project we could work on forever and ever and ever. But if we could at least get to know that what we've described as whatever the window treatment needs to be,
mm-hmm.
that we can have that stated in a guideline, and then we can go back and we can find where those photos are. We've got photos of different
things. We have
things,
thousands of
photos.
Yeah.
And or we might have something in particular that
mm-hmm.
we know is good, and then you might want to come to my house and say, and this is not allowed, and I'd be happy to have you do that. And
so actually, that brings up a good point, Jason, is that there's, in my mind, there's sort of a limited number, and this kind of goes just sort of in the same vein of just the logic of, let's say, reward versus punishment, right? You punish something and you have an infinite number of other behaviors that can happen. Well, the same thing goes for there's an infinite number of other things that we don't accept, right? Or that would be that would be incompatible with the guidelines. So my question is, you say you want something that says, oh, this is what we're expecting. This fits with Fort Lowell. And do we really need something that says this doesn't? Because I think if people see this doesn't fit, they say, oh, well, it's not that. And so, you know, double negative, that means they will accept it. And that's not the case, right? So I think, is it all
this
right
is
to
again
include examples that we do find to be compatible with Fort Lowell?
Yes, and one of the other components about these visual aids is it clears up ambiguity. You guys wrote it. You know in your minds what is appropriate and compatible.
Right.
But to applicants, they don't quite understand. So these visual aids that you guys choose really helped clear up that ambiguity. Now, you can't have a visual aid for every little example, but does kind of provide guidance
mm-hmm.
to the applicant. And that's really what we're looking at.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm just going to say, I've heard things like, this is XYZ like. It's only like in the minds of the board members, but not to the applicants. And that's where visual aids come in as a very instructive guidance tool.
I agree totally. And because I've been trying to sort out these photographs, these thousands of photographs, because they came from past boards, past applicants, I literally have four boxes of photographs in my second bedroom, and trying to figure out a way to sort them. I also need some way to archive them so that they make sense. I mean, I'm not an archivist, right? So it would take us a long time to even sort them to the point where you could say, here are five examples of beautiful doors, or doors that fit in this neighborhood, right?
That's, well, I'm guessing none of these are digitized too.
Most of them are slides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does the city have resources to help with that? Like, could we give them to you and say, here's some things that would be good to digitize for the Port Lowell Historic District? Maybe
and
there's a...
It's and things like the photographs.
Yeah.
Slides, I don't necessarily...
Yeah, slides are...
You know, Damien does have a processes for extracting slides to high resolution.
Special scanners and stuff.
Very slow.
Study for a history.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Because we do have the capacity to... In fact, it's free to the public to...
I saw that.
Digitize.
And Elaine, you said you have boxes of this. Do they have addresses of these on these slides?
No, most of them. Well, some of them, sometimes they're in the indices and sometimes they're not.
Okay.
So, I don't think we necessarily need address. I mean, I think if like a good example is going to be a good example.
Right.
So, but I think you guys have been living in Fort Lowell. You can recognize which houses these are and what the address is. Even if you don't know the address, that's fine. But instead of going through every single one, you know, just take a sample selection and then just go through which ones would be good to fit or subsections on the architectural styles, elements, and features.
I'll have to show you these boxes, Jason. Come on over sometime.
You know, I had a grandmother who took photographs. I know slides, I mean, the old, you know, rotating slide projector.
Yeah, got one of those too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can imagine just how many, what they look like.
I'd like to come back to my question, though. I mean, we might be able to do doors and windows really fast. I mean, they maybe. I mean, Lane's case saying maybe not. But is that going to delay?
I've only been trying for 2 years. So.
Is that going to delay the design review guidelines? I just am so.
Yeah. I think the question is, can we get this through without adding these elements and maybe make a reference to these elements, right? Can we have this as an appendix that's listed somewhere else or?
Because it's, we need to move forward with adopting our guidelines. In fact, I'd like to hear if you have, I think we've discussed these visual elements for a minute. I'd like to hear if there are any additional recommendations about the guidelines besides the visual elements.
Go ahead, Desiree.
Yeah, at this time, I know Terry has provided some feedback. I still do want to look at them once more, but yeah, I think that we can kind of look at maybe a phased, maybe put them forward and then come back with kind of the second round.
I think that it's critical to get them adopted.
Right, we have to.
Because we have a few conditions here where that I'm aware of that could cause us a problem if we don't have the current guidelines. Because we've gone through these so many times now, and we know what we want, and it's pretty specific. There's pretty specific directives in a lot of it. And I know someone's going to come back, because this happened at the last PRS, that they went back and said, are the new guidelines adopted? No, they're not. Then we're going to use the ones from 2004. And actually, we knew that the ones from 2004 also would have done the same thing, but we couldn't be acknowledged. We weren't acknowledged in that meeting. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, it's like waving our hand.
Sorry, and I know that it's taking a long time. Just been inundated.
No, I understand. I'm not complaining.
What step do we need to take?
I'd like to make a motion that the Fort Lowell Historic Advisory Board accepts the guidelines that we've been working on for multiple years in their current condition, and that we have an opportunity to go back and amend them with visual aids and other suggestions that the city wants to bring to the table. We have performed our duties to these guidelines, and I make a motion that we accept them. And that we have a priority as a board to get visuals incorporated on our next round of acceptance.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
The discussion I would like to add is that we have some minor changes to
make. That's
And just to finalize the...
Do we want to go through those right now?
Really, there's no big changes here.
Yeah.
It's really grammar and
And you've recommended
references.
we can, we can
So
accept that
are there any
part of the
substantive,
amendments.
No.
there's no substantive changes to wording is the question.
Not really, no.
Okay. That's all we need to know.
I would like to amend my motion that it is inclusive to Elaine's grammatical clarifications in the guidelines draft 12.
Okay, so any other discussion?
Can we hear the motion back?
I can, you want me to try it or you?
No, sorry.
Okay. There was a motion made to accept the design before all historic district historic preservation.
Preservation is all
So
designs on it.
design guidelines as now presented, draft 12, with inclusive to grammatical changes that
Provided
Elaine
by PRS.
tell me again, provided
Provided
by
by PRS.
and with the knowledge that a some visuals and some changes will be brought forward, but for approval at a different time. So,
I think that
that
we're accepting these as they
yeah.
are, and we have a goal to add visuals at a completely
After
different
they're adopted,
process of review.
I would say after these guidelines have been adopted,
Correct. Thank you. After the guidelines have been adopted.
because otherwise it implies that oh we're gonna keep reviewing this over and over and till the
Well,
end of time.
we've done resources. It's the bottom line to do this work.
Yeah, that's yeah. I mean, it's just not gonna happen within the next. It may not be doable even within the next few months. I mean, it's like,
It's a very valid point, though, that it's like crystal clear to us in our mind and
No,
like
yeah, it's fair.
not as clear to the applicants. But certainly, this language is way clearer than the current language, and there are some minimal visuals provided, and I would love to have photographs instead of drawings. I think that's a great example. Like, what do we need an illustration when we have real world buildings that we're at? There's only 30 something buildings to compare your project to here.
It's true.
How did you do with
That's what
the
you do.
what do you have? Yes, right.
So I have never made any motion to adopt Fort Wilmes for zone back design guidelines as presented in draft 12, inclusive of the grammatical changes provided by Paris, with the knowledge that some visual aids after these guidelines have been adopted included, added.
And it would be, it'll end up being 13 with the modifications.
So you had mentioned in your initial motion about potential and additional comments by staff. So you want to add that in. Like you motion to approve these, knowing that staff may have additional, like minor. Really?
I mean, the
Did
city's
I
had a
miss
lot of opportunity to review these. We're ready to accept them. Like, how can we get these implemented before the next design review? That's what I'm after from
Okay.
a practical standpoint. Like, we've done a parlay that has been extensive. So I, from my perspective, the city has had their opportunity to put their input, and we have complied with each and every request to do this dialogue. So I'm just confused of where more additional comments are coming from when we've just made grammatical changes and have not made any substantive changes.
Okay. And basically, the next step is so the city manager will need to adopt this. So I have not had a chance to go through with a fine tooth comb. So I don't know. It's possible I won't have any comments. It's possible I might, there might be a few things or
Is there a reason it can't go directly to city manager?
Because you have
So,
to make a recommendation.
the planning department has to make a recommendation to the city manager. And then I don't
Actually,
know if the city
okay.
manager, they don't have comments, right?
Oh,
I
okay.
also
Yeah.
don't know
So it's
if like the city attorney reviews it, right? So there's a few
PRS,
things.
then you guys, then city manager, more of this. Okay.
So that's the
No.
thing. If there are additional, there might not be, but if there are additional things, I'm assuming you would want to see what those changes are. That doesn't mean that.
Is it something that we can identify a representative that the city can do that with, can make those adjustments with, so that we don't have to wait till the next meeting, go through it all again, and then make, vote for it, blah, on and on and on. Because that could happen a couple times, and it's like, if there's someone who you could go back and forth with, and would have the board's sort of best interest in terms of the guidelines, would that work? Or is it okay?
Yeah, I think
Do we need
it would
to?
be
Yeah, and if there's a substantive change, the
we'd want to talk to
representative could bring it to us, and then
everyone.
we.
But I do think
Yeah.
it's worth noting that the cities have their opportunity to review these, and they should be in a condition that is acceptable to the city up to like before getting put forward to do this formal process to be adopted. So,
But in fairness, I mean, they were reviewed by Dan and Quan. And you haven't had an opportunity. You're presenting the recommendation, but you just
Yeah,
had an
fair enough.
opportunity to review.
Even is in the organizational tree, isn't Corin above you?
Yeah, I just don't know what changes have been made since Corin reviewed it, right? So we just want to make sure
Yeah,
that
who knows what
everything
you're
is
up for.
still.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's worth maybe including then,
In the
maybe in the
motion.
motion, maybe not, I don't know, but that instead of it be having any changes having to come back to this board. Unless there's substantive changes, right? Like an entire paragraph has to be taken out or something, right? That they be parlayed through a representative, and that representative can approve those changes for so that this gets on to the city manager.
I amend my motion to
Okay. Need more paper?
provide for the city to once again review this document before presenting it to the city manager. And under the assumption that no substantive changes are made to the guidelines, we want to see them escalated and implemented with urgency.
So, did you want to assign someone?
Elaine Hill's been the primary author of these guidelines, and despite not being an active board member, she's the most qualified
I'm an
representative.
associate member, actually, by
Associate
our bylaws.
associate member. Yeah.
By our bylaws.
You
are hereby, and I did not.
And
Excuse
that
my depth.
Elaine. Associate member Elaine represent this board through this final parlay with the city, hopefully before our next board meeting, so that if the next tier of review, which seems to include the city attorney and city manager, can come back to our next board meeting. Sorry, Desiree. Do you want me to
I
try a
don't
fresh
envy you
motion?
one second.
I can withdraw my motion and try a fresh one if that would be better.
Or do you want to read that
Read
back
that. Okay.
and what's your
Can we
time?
both still?
It might be more condensed. So feel free to, we can add to it. Member Briggs made a motion to adopt Fort Lowell historic zone defined guidelines as presented in draft 12, inclusive of the grammatical changes provided by PRS, with the knowledge that some visual aids after these guidelines have been adopted will be added. We'll say that some visual aids will be added. You just say at a future date to future.
But I think making it clear that the guidelines can be adopted without them is important, because we don't want that to hold us up. That's the goal.
But that is the end. Intended after. So we have inclusive of the grammatical changes provided by the PRS and assigns or designates associate member to represent the advisory board.
To approve
Yeah, to empower.
non-substantive changes to the guidelines and encourage urgent.
During the final,
Yeah.
as the remainder of the city possible.
Sure.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
City approval process. Thank you. When
Thank you.
Lucky, I'm going to do it all along.
Thank you. Have a slide party.
Including my brother. And with the knowledge that some visual aids will be added after guidelines. As part of the revision second phase on that.
Sure. I mean, I guess that's why I was asking, does it need to be in the guidelines proper? Can it be like an appendix that is, referred to in the guidelines, right? Can we publish something that's like, here, I mean, we could even publish, a gajillion examples in some, if you guys have some storage space somewhere, send,
Take the feedback. It's like a common guidelines practice that's not being happening in Tucson, but a contemporary practice, especially if you think about people accessing these on a computer, is to have
So,
visual aids incorporated. We have
in that case, it will have to be a separate, a
We
separate
can say
instance of,
things have been adopted as part of the leader. Like the idea, but
Yes, they will be,
we urgently need these new guidelines in place. I'd like to add something about urgency.
Okay.
Can't wait for there to be pictures in them, to tell you the truth.
Oh, I think it would be wonderful, but
yeah, that's a huge project.
And we're gonna have to agree on what they know. I mean, that's huge too, but
no, I think I haven't done here at all.
Yeah, one more
Well,
time.
member Briggs made a motion to adopt portal and storage zone design guidelines as presented in draft 12, inclusive of the grammatical changes by PRS, and designates associate member Elaine Hill to represent the executive board to approve non-substantial changes to the guidelines during the remainder of the city approval process, and that the guidelines be adopted with urgency, and with the knowledge that some visual aids will be added after these guidelines are adopted as part of the later.
Thank you. That was
Excellent.
good. Thank you, Desiree. Good collaboration.
Thanks a lot.
That represents my words.
Good job, you guys. I love moving that. And, okay. Anything else on design review guidelines, pictures? We need, I put down here selection and election of
Wait, we
officers.
have to finish this motion, though, right?
We have no. Oh. Whoops.
Felt like that.
The
important
Okay, so that's the
So
motion.
it's been moved, it's been seconded.
Is there any other discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I motioned.
Aye. Anybody, any nays? Anybody against? So the ayes have it, we're moving forward with that. Thank you. Okay, anything else? Okay. So selection and election of officers before. You have done the co-chair for a long time.
Yes, sir.
Is
What
that and I have been chair for a long time. And I think that the part that I would like to state is that I think you're happy with what you're doing. Or would you like to rotate? Or is there somebody who would like to rotate to a new position? of what they are doing.
How about you?
Yeah, but
I'm okay doing what I'm doing, but I also feel like I'm a little stuck at times and would appreciate people coming forward, and I am happy to, if somebody's interested, I'm also happy to step away and still stay on. I'd like to stay on the board as well, but I don't see a need to be this chairperson if somebody else is coming
Raise a
forward.
hand. Do you have an interest in serving as the chair? And
Under normal circumstances, I'd say yes, but I've got a few big life changes coming that I think might take a little too much time.
If you want me to do it.
It's up to you, buddy.
No, I really cannot function as a chair. Just not really able to do that. So I don't know where that leaves us.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Well, I'll continue and I will check with Margot.
No.
But I would like you to know that I'm always willing to try to do this better. I am hoping that we can. I just want us to be a good functional group of people to meet, and that I don't feel like as chair I have any more other than organizing power, make sure people get here, that I don't feel like I have any other skills that come with that. So I'm happy to have had the opportunity to make changes and to be part of that. And but I want to be sure that you feel like
I
you're
think you're doing great.
represented,
Yeah.
you're
No,
comfortable with what's going
you come
on
with the added
with
advantage
and
that you're typically far more diplomatic than if I speak for myself anyway. So it's I think I don't know that I would be as as nice, which is a good thing.
well,
You're
repeat
very
my assessment too.
Yeah, anyway, okay. Well, if nice wins,
Nice wins, for
nice
sure.
wins.
No, we need people to like us when they come through here, honestly. So you help with
I think you judge
that.
rate that this is. I think one of the opportunities we've had is because we have city support. We have city representation that makes sense to us now. I have heard again recently that there's still some push from SHPO to disband the historic district boards.
Not for that
You've
at all.
not heard that. And but I do feel like we are much more kindly received than we had been in the past. We understand decisions that are made better, even if we don't like them. And I think that makes a huge difference in being able to work together here and really want to move forward that way. And I always laugh at the amount of passion that shows up at this table because we care about whether or not somebody's window is right, but we do. And that's the job we've accepted as being part of that board. So we really appreciate what you do because I can only imagine how that sounds.
Definitely, thank you. Your collaboration is
Yes,
refreshing
and
and
well
welcome.
spent. Thank you. That's all.
Yeah,
because I'm nice. Thank you. I really appreciate y'all. Any other discussion on that? Any other? I think, we could continue to push Elaine to become a regular member.
I will. I'm just not. I've got too many other projects going on here.
And there are other people that we need to contact, and I would love help with that because that is not, I'm not good at that. And I know that Lady had several suggestions for people in the neighborhood that might be good selections for us. And if somebody would be able to help with that, making his contacts. and seeing if they do need to sit in, observe what we do to see if they are really interested and willing. But I think in expanding our board membership will be to all our advantage. Anybody willing to help?
I think the Telegraph could be a good tool for us, just generally as part of our endeavor to do public outreach more, encouraging people to come to the courtesy reviews at the onset of thinking about doing projects, and also that there's an opportunity to serve on this board could be a recruitment tool for us. I know that I read the newsletter. It's content rich. So I'm sure that the Neighborhood Association would be happy to allow us to communicate a call to the neighborhood.
I guess I have some.
They can't get on the board without approval.
Yeah, but they're my neighbors.
Okay, I see.
and there, I do have some.
You'd like to see a more targeted recruitment.
Yeah, and I think we are really looking for specialists.
So kind of that, ideally, we're kind of lacking right now, aren't we?
There were a couple of names that one.
Archaeologists, historians, architects.
Were the names that
we have a couple of names? Yeah. Okay, let's just talk about it offline instead of
here.
Recorded. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
Did you all the agenda said election? So do you need to do an election, or this is just kind of a check-in?
So it can be done a declaration.
Bylaws. Bylaws.
I can make a motion. I motion that the board chair and board vice chair continue in their roles.
I think I should step away from vice chair.
Oh,
I mean, is that a normal office that we
have? Or co-chair.
Co-chair.
Is co-chair.
Oh, co-chair.
Okay. That's what it says. In
2002. I'm going to withdraw my motion while we chat.
Well, no, that's okay. You can continue with business as usual.
Do we need a motion?
Let's check the bylaws.
I think it might, just because it was an agenda and the LAR, it might be good.
It doesn't really talk about officers.
I motion that our chair and coach
officers. Chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. Secretary and treasurer may or may not be members of the board. Huh. Officers are elected by the majority of the board members. Mm-hmm. Treasurer shall be appointed. Mm-hmm. 1 year terms.
1 year term. 1 year.
So we're supposed to have a secretary and a treasurer. Who knew?
Well, essentially, this is when the secretary took notes, too, though.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, this is when we had to produce every document.
We probably should still have that.
I mean, this still says that we have to have a rubber stamp to stamp the plans. So.
And the treasurer.
Your term.
We have funds.
She's a treasurer.
I'm the treasurer because the accounts is my name. All
right. So if there are 1 year terms, when is your term up? And
you have to check the roster.
Need to.
The chair has a 1 year term as well?
Yes.
I thought
we reached term expiration. I feel like this happened about a year into my tenure, and I'm going into my third year now.
Oh. And how long are board member terms?
For the
4 years. 4 years.
4 years.
City. That's the city.
Oh, that's the city. Yeah.
It is 4 years. It is.
And you can serve more than one.
If you
right.
Serve
right.
Eight, you can study.
I don't know. That's it.
So 8 years total. You can be on the board.
1 year off.
1 year off.
Come back. Suffer again.
8 years.
I was playing.
I motion that we continue with our current chair and vice chair. Thank you for your continued service.
Are we allowed to do that with the bylaws? Like that was what I was wondering. We can continue their
term.
Okay. Yeah. There are no term limits for the chair positions, in other words.
Except for their term itself.
Well, yeah, I mean, outside of the standard limits for the board.
So, is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
We've already done it inadvertently.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Can I do that?
Did you vote against? Did you vote
No,
against it?
I have to really enjoy. Thank
you.
you. Okay, thank you. This is
Thanks,
good.
everyone.
Okay. We are the meeting is adjourned at 7:15, 14.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Jason. I'm gonna get
You're
hitting
welcome, guys. Have
all
a nice
over
evening.
these photos. That's a
We need to
That was
recording me in the house.